And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Got a couple more sets of music for you, and some longer songs, not incredibly long, but definitely longer than some. In these next two sets, we're going to kind of do a British Isles kind of vibe in this set. Anna Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer did a great one last year called Child Ballads, and it is all Francis Child Ballads throughout the thing. This one is Child Ballad number 58 we're going to hear now, and it's called Sir Patrick Spens on Out of the Woods.
Sits in Dunfermline town, drinking my blood red wine. Where can I get a good captain to sail this ship of mine? And up and spoke a sailor boy, sitting at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best captain that ever sailed to sea. The king, he wrote a broad letter, and he sealed it with his hand, and sent it to Sir Patrick Spens, walking out on the strand. To Norway, o'er the foam, with all my lords and finery, to bring my new bride. First line that Sir Patrick read, he gave a weary sigh. The next line that Sir Patrick read, a salt tear blinds his eye. Oh, who is it, oh, who is it, who told the king of me to set us out this time of year to sail across the sea? But rest you well, my good men all, our ship must sail the morn, with 24 noble lords dressed up in silk so fine, and 24 feathered beds to lay their heads upon. Away, away, we'll all away to bring the king's bride home. I fear, my captain dear, I fear we'll come to harm. Last night I saw the new moon clear, the old moon in her arm. Oh, be it fair, oh, be it foul, oh, be it deadly storm, blow the wind wherever it will, I ship must sail the morn. Sure, no sure. haven't seen dry land, but I have seen a lady fair with a comb and a glass in her hand. Come down, you sailor boy, I think you tarry long. The salt sea's in my coat neck and out of my left. The ship is torn at every side, and now the sea comes in. Long before the day was o'er, their hats they swam above, and many were the feathered beds that fluttered on the foam, and many were those noble lords who never did come home. It's 50 miles from shore to shore, and 50 fathoms deep. There lies good Sir Patrick Spens, the Lord's all at his feet. Long, long may his lady look with a lantern in her hand. Before she sees Sir Patrick Spens come sailing home again.
That's to hold your noise and listen to poor Paddy's lamentation. I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought I'd leave the Irish nation. Well, I sold me horse and cow, me little pigs and sow, plot of land, and I we parted. And my sweetheart Brid McGee, I'm afraid I'll never see, for I left her there that morning broken hearted. Oh, here's you boys, now take my advice, to America I'll have yous not become. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Fortunes to be made, we were thinking. When we got to Yankee land, we shoved a gun into our hands, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Well, I thought myself in luck to be fed on Indian buck, and old Ireland, the place I delight in. But with the devil I do say, curse America, for I am sick and tired of this hard fighting. Oh, here's you boys, now take my advice, to America I'll have yous not be coming. There is nothing here but war, where the
and cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Yes, I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin.
In the city of the roses, you found me a flower. It was the color of crimson. Almost see it now. It was the sweetest flower I have ever seen. Too beautiful for me. Someone had written the Rose of Dublin Town. You put your spell on me, way on out by Staten Island. I had to let my love go free. You said it meant everything to me. And all these years I've lived with all that I have lost. I waited patiently. And now there's nothing in this whole wide world would bring you back to me.
McKeown here on Out of the Woods. One from her CD, Belong. That was City of Roses. Really nice stuff there. And we had Linda Thompson in there as well. Sort of a duet, or actually the harmonies on there were her son, Teddy, helping her out on there. Son she had with Richard Thompson, of course. And Won't Be Long Now is the title of the CD. And we heard Patty's Lamentation. Actually, send those two tracks out to my Global Voice colleagues. That one's for Maureen Schultz. And she loves Linda Thompson, Teddy Thompson, Richard Thompson, anything to do with that Thompson family. She's all over it. And we'll send the Susan McKeown track out to Joe Ballard. Yeah, there you go. Annie's Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer started off the set. And Child Ballad 58, Sir Patrick Spens. You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of, actually, you're not campus of anything, coming from the home studio this week. I'm so used to saying that. We're taking the long weekend with the students this week, so we are at the home studio enjoying warmth and fresh coffee and all those kinds of things that come with being at home. Very nice. But we have one long set left for you. I'll put out the email once again, though, if you want to get in touch, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. This week's the only way to get in touch. Yeah, one more set of music. We're going to kind of rock out a little bit toward the middle and end of this set, if we actually can fit all of these songs in here. Going to start off with Nicky Matheson. I've played this one many times on the show. It is a fabulous duet with Mr. Richard Schindel from her CD, Invisible Angel, the Grateful Dead song, To Lay Me Down on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. to lay me down once more.
Lay. and they bring that wagon around. When they come to call on you, and drag your poor body down. Just one thing I ask of you, just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling, sugary. Shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know. Don't tell them that you know me. You thought you was the cool fool, never could do no wrong. You had everything sold up tight. I couldn't stay awake all night long. Just one thing I ask of you, just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling. Don't tell them that you know me. Shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me. Stand in the pouring rain. Big Mo' Jumbo's calling you, and I guess it's time you go. Just one thing I ask of you, just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling, sugary. Yeah, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me. Shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me. Shake it up now, sugary. I'll meet you at the Jubilee. If that Jubilee don't come, maybe I'll meet you on the run. Just one thing I ask of you, there's just one thing for me. love that you know me. Shake it, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me. Shake it, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, end it that way, Jerry. It's not bad.
Shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, end it that way forever. And they did. That is exactly how that song ended up being played for the rest of time. Yes, indeed. Jerry Garcia. And that's an alternate take, all acoustic. Billy Kreutzmann helping him out on the drums in there. And that showed up on the All Good Things box set. And it's very similar to the one that showed up on Jerry's first solo record, which came out in 1971, which had a lot of nice electric guitar over the top of it and other things going on with it. Yes, indeed. Susan Cain in there as well, doing a Grateful Dead song. You get the theme, right? Loser. And that was from her CD, A Word Child, that came out not too long ago. When was it? Back in the spring thereabouts, or last winter, maybe. And Nikki Matheson in a wonderful duet with Richard Schindel, doing the Grateful Dead's To Lay Me Down. That's from her CD, Invisible Angel. Well, it is time to start heading down the road, but I'm going to try and squeeze in a couple more for you here. And we're going to rock out, like I promised. I'm not out of my Grateful Dead brain yet, so we're going to go back to Working Man's Dead and get a little Pigpen action for you here on Out of the Woods.
I've been balling a shiny black steel jackhammer, been chipping up rocks for the great highway. I live 5 years if I take my time, balling that jack and drinking my wine. I've been chipping them rocks from dawn till doom, while my rider hide my bottle in another room. I'm gonna bust my back, yes I will. Easy win, cross the bayou today. Cause there's a whole lot of women, mama, out in red on the streets today. And the river keeps a-talking, but you never hear a word it say. We'll be right back.
was thumbing through LPs as I came in. It was nothing but new stuff she was looking for. Shaggy bangs and drawn on jeans, a German army jacket fraying at the seams. I was mystified like nothing I'd seen before. So Saturday morning, come 11 or 12, I was down in that shop, scanning the shelves, dropping all my money on records and Rolling Stone. Dropping all my money on records and Rolling Stone.
We hung out in the late night halls, listening to Lou Reed and the New York Dolls, smoking those Euro trash clove cigarettes.
While I was holed up in my black light room with my LEDs cutting through the teenage gloom, listening to Pink Floyd and Zeppelin on cassettes. But Saturday morning, come 11 or 12, I was down in the shop, scanning the shelves, dropping all my money on records and a Rolling Stone. Dropping all my money on records and a Rolling Stone.
With a coffee cup, all my friends are lawyers working for Exxon or Shell.
We never said a word, I never knew her name. She left one day just as quiet as she came. Two different roads, two sides of the same old spell. But Saturday morning, come 11 or 12, we were down in that shop, scanning the shelves, dropping all our money on records and the Rolling Stone. Dropping all our money on records and the Rolling Stone. Dropping all our money on records and the Rolling Stone.
Must have been doing about 95. Well, I saw a new car all broken down, and who do you think was standing around? The greatest country singer alive.
Oh, I'll change your flat timer.
Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with her.
You're a honky, I know,
but Merle, you got soul. So I'll change your flat timer. Well, I heard about them new records you did, putting down all them long-haired kids for saying what they're feeling and how they think. Well, it's hard to make a world your own, and if you have to go out and get stoned, it's better with a joint than with a drink.
Oh, I'll change your flat timer.
Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with her.
You're a honky, I know,
but Merle, you got soul. So I'll change your flat timer.
Oh,
adventurous youth, camping out in a telephone booth. I even heard you spent some time in jail. But now you've got a brand new car, brand new ranch house with a bar, picking up your checks in the mail. Oh, I'll change your flat tire, Merle. Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with Earl. You're a honky, I know, but Merle, you got soul. So I'll change your flat tire, Merle.
Alright, folks, time to hit the trail. Happy trails to you. Big Brother and the Holding Company, believe it or not, there from their 1970 LP, Be a Brother, in the post Janis Joplin era, and I'll change your flat tire, Merle, to wrap things up. I think talking about Merle Haggard, Merle Travis, I'm not quite sure, but one of those guys. John Shane in there from his most recent one, Ordinary Cats. I told you we were going to rock out with Cutout Bin there. Nice stuff from John. Grateful Dead in there. Ron Pigpen McKernan taking the lead on Easy Wind, going back to 1970s. Working Man's Dead album. Bit of a 1970s sandwich there for old John Shane. All right, folks, have a great week. Hope you didn't eat too much on Thanksgiving. Hopefully everything's well digested by now. And we'll catch you next time with a whole new show. Hopefully lots of new music coming at you next week. Be good now.